Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Back in March, we told you on this program about a new venture between Sparrow Health System and Volunteers of America, Michigan. That project was the creation of a new medical clinic near downtown Lansing to meet the needs of the region's homeless population. It's been 6 months since the clinic first opened its doors, and Current State's Kevin Lavery felt the place was due for a checkup. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, Mark. Yes, officials from both Sparrow and VOA say they're very pleased with what's happening so far at the clinic. It's still a bit early to start measuring any definitive trends in terms of their patients' long-term health outcomes, but they say this model of having a medical facility attached to a homeless shelter is very unique. In fact, I'm told Lansing is only the second city in the nation to do this.
Dr. Lynn Nevin leads the team at Sparrow Medical Group VOA. She came on board a year before the clinic opened. Even then, as she prepared for her new job, Nevin knew why this facility had to be here.
From Sparrow's point of view, they were having near daily, sometimes more than daily runs of the ambulance to 430 North Larch, the site of this shelter and now this clinic.
Within about 6 weeks, EMS crews in Lansing noticed a big drop-off in calls, so much so that a few emergency technicians paid the clinic a visit to find out what was going on. What was going on was what the clinic's planners had envisioned from the start. More of Lansing's indigent citizens were getting more consistent health care. Emergency rooms across the country are frequently inundated with uninsured patients seeking help for often the most routine ailments. The Sparrow VOA clinic was designed to curb that trend in Lansing, but Dr. Nevin says it's too soon to tell whether that's actually happening. In fact, some ER patients are filtering through the clinic.
When I took this position, I warned Sparrow, we might be case finders. We may actually be sending you more because there are many people that do without rather than getting appropriate care. And sometimes we see somebody and go, not here, and we have to call the ambulance for them.
The clinic opened in February, just 2 months before Michigan's Medicaid expansion program took effect. The staff braced for the hit, but instead were pleasantly surprised. Patrick Patterson is the executive vice president of Volunteers of America in Lansing.
I was afraid of a huge, overwhelming rush for care. It has not happened that way. It's been a nice, sort of gradual, steady increase in the number of people that we've served there. And that's important because new patients take more time and effort, of course, and they examine the medical history than those who are repeat patients.
The VOA shelter receives, on average, 13 new clients each day, 13 people who are living the pangs of homelessness for the first time. That's about one-tenth of the total number of clients that pass through the building each day. The lobby always seems to be in constant bustle. Darren Estep is Director of Community Engagement for VOA Lansing.
You can take care of some services that most of us take for granted, you know, use a telephone, use the bathroom, get a drink of water when it's hot, you know, come in here when it's cold, get out of the rain. It's basic services like that. This is also a central place where people get a lot of their mail, even when they've recovered and left us, because this is a stable address, this is a central gathering place. You get phone messages, you can see it tacked up on the board over there. People will call here looking for somebody and they'll leave a message here.
Just a few steps away, a ramped walkway overlooks a small square reception area. This is the intake point for people awaiting shelter. Estep says it's always kept open in case the staff needs to fill it with cots.
This past winter, this whole space was full of cots, as was our day center next door, for 107 straight nights, and that was during the polar vortex, you know, when it was a matter of life and death if you were inside or outside. We were just completely packed all winter long. We've stayed at capacity even since then, but we've not seen numbers like that since March. It's tough on the facility, and it's even tougher on the people who have to, you know, sleep on those cots every night, but at least it's safe. They're not under a bridge.
Back at the clinic, Dr. Nevin explains one of her greatest challenges. She says people who are unaccustomed to having regular doctor visits frequently find it hard to articulate their wants and needs.
And sometimes I'm not able to do what they want. Sorry, I'm not going to prescribe Vicodin. It's not going to happen. So then we're at an impasse. I can't actually do what they want.
People who don't really have much of a medical history, is it tough to start from scratch and figure out what's going on with them and build a treatment plan for their future if you don't know much about their past?
It is and it isn't. Usually when somebody's coming here, there is an immediate problem. And if I address that, and I address that well, they come back. So you can build up that plan little by little over a course of several weeks.
Down the hall, a familiar face is waiting to greet Dr. Nevin. Paul Ballou claims he was the very first patient to visit the clinic. He and Nevin met last January when the VOA conducted its annual homeless counts. In the dead of winter, in the dead of night, team members scour the city in search of people needing help. Ballou was with Nevin that evening as an on-the-ground expert. They've since become friends. Ballou agrees that this clinic has become for him what the team calls a medical home.
Until they put this clinic here, all you could do was go to the emergency room and they look out for you. At least I know I got a doctor. I can come to her and say, Doc, something wrong. And she'll look out.
But the reality of homelessness is that not everyone living on the street wants to be helped. There's not much the Sparrow VOA team can do about that. But so far, there have been a few small but noteworthy victories. Again, Patrick Patterson.
Came to know a woman this year with a survivor of a massive heart attack with ongoing tachycardia who was homeless. You know, this is a woman at risk of death. Doc Nevin was wonderful to her, which immediately got her attention, and restoration of medication was life-saving. That's a story that sticks in my heart about, holy cow, you know, I guess we're accomplishing something here.
Volunteers of America employs a housing-first approach. Older social service models across the country once put a roof over their clients' heads only after they completed a treatment regimen. Patterson likens that to trying to become a perfect person before ever hoping to win the prize. The clinic team believes housing and health go hand in hand. Dr. Nevin says her team can assess whether a patient qualifies for disability aid, which provides an income stream and locks in one more piece of the housing puzzle. Still, Nevin says it's tough to track success.
In preparation for this interview, I asked a few people, it's like, how do we know we're doing any good? How have we measured success? What do we see that's happening here? And the feedback I get from our colleagues at the Volunteers of America is that there's an expression of gratitude. People seem happier and more hopeful. So there's an elevation in the mood here. There's more hope. There's more happiness. And more people are getting housed.
The Sparrow and VOA team is already seeing the next phase of their mission unfold. Just last week, 11 of their clients moved into their own apartments as part of the VOA's Permanent Supportive Housing Program. Officials see that as the natural evolution they want for all their clients, from the street to the shelter to stability. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.